when Venus made her vow back in April 2025, conjunct Saturn and the North Node at 26 degrees Pisces, Jupiter was in Gemini, his sign of detriment, operating at his weakest. He rules Pisces, the sign of the vow, but he couldn't hold the room. Saturn had to supervise because Jupiter wasn't in a position to deliver blessing. That's part of why April 2025 felt so heavy. The planet who should have been underwriting Venus's commitment was compromised. Jupiter has since moved into Cancer, his exaltation. And 5 days after this eclipse, Venus in her exaltation will trine Jupiter in his exaltation. The blessing Jupiter couldn't give when the vow was made is the one he's delivering now. The eclipse sees it. Jupiter in Cancer waters it. The coronation finally has the witness it deserves. And this time, the witness is at full power. This is what the eclipse is opening. Not just a personal moment of sovereignty for Venus, but the delivery of something that has been owed since 2025, held back by Jupiter's weakness, now finally arriving because Jupiter is where he needs to be. The eclipse at 28 degrees Aquarius is the door. What walks through it on February 22nd is the blessing. The eclipse plants something, and here's the sequence that follows. On February 22nd, Venus trine Jupiter retrograde in Cancer. This is what makes today different from any other eclipses. 5 days after eclipse, Venus in her exaltation forms a trine with Jupiter in his exaltation. Both planets are benefic. Two planets at maximum dignity in a harmonious aspect directly following a solar eclipse. That's not common. That is the universe not just seeding something, but guaranteeing the soil. The eclipse plants it. Jupiter in Cancer waters it. What gets chosen today is backing behind it. Watch what arrives on the 22nd. It won't feel like a coincidence. Quick heads up. I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.